With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A Senate bill would require Washington dairy farmers and fruit growers to report to retailers whether or not they use slave labor or human trafficking. Unaware that slave labor and or human trafficking was a problem in the ag industry, the Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says you need to read through the bill to understand who it's aimed at.
The new definition in the substitute bill for agricultural products lists out that it's targeting production in cocoa, dairy, coffee, sugar, and fruit. So, to my knowledge, three of those products are not generally commercially grown in Washington. So what we're really talking about is targeting dairy labor and fruit labor.
Lewison says the term fruit grower covers a broad territory in Washington agriculture.
So I think that it's something that needs to be on the industry radar because the penalties for this have also been changed a little bit. If you don't follow the reporting measures as a retailer lined out in this legislation, you're opening yourself up to a civil suit filed through the Attorney General's office. And the penalty for that, if you're found guilty of being in violation of this law, is anywhere from $500 to $7,000 per violation that is levied against you.
The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee's Democratic majority recommended Senate Bill 5693 to the full Senate. Tune in tomorrow for more.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.